tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What? That's right, I said it. Oh, it's a throwback. This is season 7 intro.
I know.
What's the difference?
Right.
Just like little, like, other than the intro.
Bad girls.
I always thought they did the stick figures. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for Bad Girls Club's AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined by Miss Char Jussel.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here.
Miss Stephanie Georgie.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here also.
Hey. Kristen will be back next week.
Yes,
I know
will.
That you all were... I didn't read the comments for last
either.
Week's episode, but I know I did see people ask... Like, I read, you know, when we first posted, but she'll be back next week. She's out of town.
She'll be back. We tried to fill her in, but, you know, these girls just busy out here. All right, bye-bye, baby. Got a surprise. I was like, what?
What? I know.
So Allie feels bad last week about the whole cat situation. Girl, sit down. I think Allie just has too many, like, issues with things.
I think
like,
that...
I feel like she focuses on pettiness. And
no!
entertains it. I feel like she entertains it.
What?
A little bit.
No,
I kind of feel like she
I think that it's what they said is that she's a talker and not a fighter because she's the one who is right. They're, everyone's tripping on some petty stuff and she
but
wasn't.
Let's just say this. If you're not a fighter...
Why
right?
are you running your mouth for?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why would you run downstairs? Who said this? Who said... You saying who said this like you're going to do something?
Well, you know what? Aside from that, I think that Allie was kind of justified in the way that she was feeling because I always take into account these girls have nothing else to do.
Yep.
So if you're so constantly surrounded by pettiness... I was recently in a petty situation and I have other things to distract myself and I'm already ready to, you know, do whatever.
So
if
you
have
that,
if I'll tell you off camera, if you if you are in a situation like that where you have nothing to distract yourself or nothing to like create a diversion, then I can imagine why she would reach her breaking point.
Totally agree. However, I just look at it like there's more girls in the house that were rooting for her.
Right.
Than not.
They did get all emotional and sappy when she announced that
she was... And I'm like,
was...
well, you had to have been there for like, what, five days to a
That's
week,
what it
maybe?
She probably
like...
was fun, though, because this episode kind of made me laugh. I know y'all are tired
no,
of
we,
it.
No, I laughed at this one.
I just like it better when they have a good time, and I know that it's the Bad Girls Club, but why can't they just turn up and then be bad like with everybody else, you know?
That's kind of how it used to be.
Yeah.
I used to like, this is so bad, but I used to like when they would go out to the club and even though they hated one girl, if someone messed with them,
yeah.
all of them
it
would
was
be
like a sisterhood
what?
Type
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly. That would be more, that'd be so much more funny.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
what?
We learn about Beatrice's boyfriend.
Jason.
Yeah, they've been dating for 5 months, which
oh,
I'm like.
Oh, then who? I mean, not
fresh
who cares,
off the
but
boat.
Yes, who cares?
The honeymoon phase, if you will.
Not
yes.
even,
or just coming
like the,
out of the honeymoon
right?
phase.
Or do you even know if you like him yet?
Because you know when, well, if they're in a relationship, then they have to like each other. But you know when relationships are fresh.
Right.
It's the honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. Everything's all good.
But also, if you're already open to like wanting to explore somebody else within 5 months, I just don't know if that's really the
not everybody's mean. Monogamous.
That's
right.
true.
You don't
he
know the
seemed
term.
Like he wanted her to be pretty... Mm-hmm.
He did.
She probably really does see it as like, well, it's not like I'm sleeping with another man. That's cheating on you with the female.
And she
it's
did
not.
Say that he gave her the okay. Like,
some,
when you go
females?
To this show... Yeah.
Well,
when
she
you go
said
to
that, but then when he was talking
yeah,
on the phone,
he
sounded
he
like, bitch, where did you hear that?
Okay, the fuck. So, I mean...
Because how would she feel if he was like, I'm messing with this dude?
I know, right?
He's now, Jesse... Don't make me storm out of this studio. You know the double standard and the stigma attached to something like that.
Yes, I would be so hurt. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know about all that, boo.
The stigma.
Oh my God. I just can't. I don't know why I'm going to bring this up right now, but why? I just got an argument, a fight with a straight man the other day.
Uh-huh. Why?
And what do you think his first negative word out his mouth was?
Something about your sexuality.
He's a faggot.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that. It stopped all of my anger
and made me laugh at it because it was just like,
That's what you resort to.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. Like, that's not offensive. What if I was like, you're straight?
Right?
Well, he knows that it's a derogatory word because he didn't call you gay. He called you the F-bomb.
Yeah. Oh, he called
but it's just like, don't pull that out of your... You're going to pull that out of your arsenal so early.
He was trying to hurt you, right? Like, low blow, but it's like, not a low blow. It's my life.
You're telling me that I'm gay.
Too bad Adam Sandler wasn't there in his vampire... What movie was that? Chuck and Larry or something? Where he's like, do not say that word! He's like, pops the guy in the face.
Anyways, sorry, I just felt like, because it's just, it always blows my mind that when that's the word, it's like, that doesn't
well, yeah,
sense.
One could argue that with the N-word, too. Yeah. Even though, let me, because I know how these comments get, so I'm going to just proceed with the show,
all right,
Jesse.
So, basically, Beatrice tells her boyfriend that she's sleeping with this girl. He's not having it. He says he's not coming to see her. And on the flip side of that, Kat's confused. She's like, I don't know what these feelings are. She got a man. She talking about he gonna come visit, because in the bed...
They did say that he was on his way.
So I think Beatrice needs to find herself first before she finds herself in another person's bed.
Beatrice is just young and out here and having fun.
Yeah, I feel it. And I feel it, but here's my thing. Be open and honest about that.
She has been.
She
has been. She said
with certain people or just with us?
No. Listen. She, for starters, said that her boyfriend gave her permission. Whether he did or not, she said that on screen. She also let Kat know what the deal was before they even hopped in the sack together.
But then it started turning into... Oh my gosh, I didn't expect to have feelings like this. Like, I've never felt this way.
Even still, Kat knows what time it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be blind. Feelings can get involved. That's what happens typically when people are sexually active.
Amen.
Someone catches feelings. But the point that I'm trying to make is people knew the deal before they did the deal. So don't get all shocked and all, you know, temper tantrumy once, you know... Things start getting mixed
sure
up.
Did.
Exactly.
She was hot and cold because then it was like she still ended up hooking up with her afterwards, which actually I'd like to
repeatedly.
Know. I want to know actually if that was edited because sometimes
they
could have been like,
back.
No, once she did that shit with the boyfriend, we never screwed after that. And then all of a sudden they edit in that they were,
except for that,
cleaning the carpets.
The moment where they were hooking up and all the girls had their heads up in the blanket.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if that was happened edited. Then or prior
which,
to that. With this show, you never know. Jazz puts Beatrice's skateboard in the pool.
She's so stupid. Jazz is such a weirdo.
She's a nuisance. She's a thorn in my side.
But this is what makes me laugh. Allie goes, this isn't the real Jasmine.
And she hadn't even seen the show.
I know, which was so funny. She was like, but she was just doing some extra stuff for TV. But yes, that's how Jasmine is. Like, how random. And to frame somebody, like, oh my gosh.
Because she
the
wanted
type of
Allie out of the house.
Are.
And then for Jasmine, not to jump ahead, but I was just appalled that she formed her lips to say weak bitches are not allowed in the bad girl's house. When you get to crying every week. And I'm not equating crying with weakness, but as it pertains to the bad
but
girls
no,
club.
No, don't even worry about the word weakness. She kept saying these cry babies. And I wrote the same thing down. I'm like, you talking about
crying.
A cry baby.
You crying every
And there's
week,
nothing wrong
Jasmine.
With crying, girl. You cry, but don't be calling out someone else when you up here.
When the only one crying. The only one.
I didn't mean to ruin
Jasmine.
And ugly crying.
Jasmine is the Raven Simone of this season.
Is the hoo-hoo?
The Raven Simone.
What? Why? I love her.
Stay woke. She is the Raven Simone of this season.
No, I like Raven. I have
I
like
Raven.
A likability factor
when
with
say,
Raven. I don't have a likability
Simone,
factor with Jazz.
What are you comparing?
When I say Raven Simone, I mean the recent headlines. How she said that if you basically had an ethnic name, this is off topic, but last week on The View, she said if you have an ethnic name, she will not hire you. But her name is Raven hyphen alternate spelling of Simone with a gratuitous accent mark over the E.
So you're talking from the hypocritical
Standpoint.
Yeah,
so with as far as like the contradictory type thing with Jasmine. and saying weak bitches and crybaby ass baby
when
bitches
she the
and
weak
or
one.
Then being weak and then as soon as the top girls leave, all of a sudden now you out here pretending
she
you a bad girl.
Now,
you,
yeah.
Now you out here running in the ship like that's not how bad girl. This is what a bad girl.
And she
to be
would
about.
Not have been acting like that if I don't know how to pronounce it, but the fans, the Claremina,
the Claremont twins.
But I know, but they
oh,
say Claremina,
oh, the ship
Claremina.
Love
Claremina,
it.
If they hadn't been in the house, I say this every
so yeah,
week.
Claremina.
Jasmine wouldn't be acting like this. We know.
They
we
wouldn't.
Saw it. We saw
they
it.
They would have laughed at her
for a few episodes.
And
we
then
saw
she would
it.
Have felt some type of way. She would have been all upset. Exactly. I wish they were still there.
Me
that
too.
Would have been so funny.
Me too.
Amber wants Jackie to come over. This kid Jackie, who is Khalil's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil is fine.
He is. Was that the one without the shirt and that had like?
I can't remember. Khalil and
trying to wash my clothes on his.
What's
ass.
The other
yeah,
one's
I couldn't
name?
Tell anybody.
Khalil about. And Zach are fine.
Yes,
I remember.
Zach
their
was
names.
All right. The one with the glasses.
Yeah, Zach was fine.
Right. Wait, Zach was the one that Jenna smashed at the end.
I can't remember.
Zach
but,
is the one. That
but compared to
again.
The cast of
like
Boogaloo's we've
kid.
Seen,
yes, that's
oh,
true.
In and out of the house, as far
Zach
as guys compared to Christian, Lauren's,
Zach
and Khalil were cream of the crop.
They were, and Zach was hitting it right. I think.
No, she kicked him out because she was like...
Mm. Oh, he was whack? Oh, he was the only one that was like trying. I ain't never seen the Blankets move like that before.
Which was another... You see, Jasmine didn't have a breakdown this episode. She just is accustomed to having sex
Jesus,
on camera
yep.
now.
Okay. Right? She had other people doing it, so she didn't feel as guilty
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. She's like, finally.
So we get... the other girls are at the burlesque show. Kat's being distanced from Beatrice and... Beatrice says, I want a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and I can make that happen.
So she wants her cake, and she wants to
eat
it, too.
And you probably could make that happen, just not with Kat.
Right.
And not with Jason.
Right.
Well, yeah, him too. Kat goes to bed alone, and Beatrice is pissed. Now,
and early.
And
that
early.
She went to bed
it
early.
It was so
oh,
funny, though. Beatrice was hilarious.
She's sort of like Nicki Minaj to me.
Yeah,
when
well, I think she's from... Yeah, isn't she from Queens?
Eating. When she was eating the chips in the confessional, it was very Nicki Minaj-esque. After she wrapped her hair, I tweeted this. She was wrapping her hair like the black girls, like we do. You know, the wrap with the doobie wrap.
And then
that
put
you have
the
to put it so that it stays exactly
well,
how she likes it.
Well, I don't sleep with a beanie. I sleep with a bonnet. I don't know what a beanie does, but a silk bonnet...
A beanie wouldn't do what you needed to do, exactly.
Right, but cotton will it can break off your hair. That's why you put a silk bonnet on you or you get a silk pillowcase. Because
that was hemp.
Cotton will break out... It can,
especially around your hairline, like your edges. That's why you don't tie bandanas and stuff around your, because this is the sensitive part. The perimeter is the sensitive part.
So hats are probably just horrible for people.
Yeah. It'll rub away your hair
so
follicles.
So is doing your hair like this, because I'm pretty sure I'm becoming bald right
Girl,
here.
Girl, please, you got edges.
I just...
You got it.
I just felt like not doing nothing today. Okay. All right.
Everyone
so,
still thinks you're sexy, Jesse.
Is that what I'm going?
Me too.
You don't read the comments.
Starting to look
with
Justin
Bieber.
People are practically flinging their boxer briefs at you.
Where's that straight guy? I'll
just
make him think
one with
you're
the
real
boy,
straight.
The boy bussy one, but we'll leave that alone.
Someone said they wanted to offer you a slice of bus.
Yes, and I had to find out what that meant.
Allie,
Amber, and Jazz was Three's Company in the beds, y'all, looking like damn leapfrog.
I noticed. I could never be comfortable doing that. I mean, I don't know. It's just, that's such an intimate thing. I don't know how it
and
would
the
feel
lights
with
are all on.
Two other people.
Like,
people
there's no music?
They had the, what's his face? It was nighttime vision.
No,
because
didn't one of them say, I can't. Allie said, I can't do this because the lights are too much for me right now.
They had the nighttime vision angle because we saw it. Because remember, we saw the
But I think that camera's just black and white that we had seen because when Allie got up, she was like, I can't do this because of the... Wasn't that her?
I don't know, child.
I don't know, but my thing is that because it's quiet, so when you can hear everything...
And none of them have doors. You have like
a
sofa.
Oh, yeah,
next to each other. Like,
there's no iPod that they could turn on to put on, you know, the Trey Songz or whatever.
Yes,
nope.
Right.
Or the Gucci Mane.
She's just listening
Trey.
To Amber.
Jupiter Love playing in the background.
Or the Gucci Mane. The trainer. You got to listen to other people's sound effects.
Put
no,
in
thank
tune
you.
On, then it would get extra dirty in there. They'd
Wait,
be
and who was it again? It was who got something? It was that night. Amber, Jazz,
I can't
and
remember.
Then.
And Ali. I was in the three of them in the room.
Oh, yeah, and then Allie stopped.
Like, bed.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, my gosh, comedy.
All right, so we get Allie. She started feeling the Jesus in her, and she felt like she had to call her mother and be like, Mama, I had sex on TV.
Yes. but yeah, don't worry. Yeah.
With the nastiest guy last night.
I feel like my headphones are lopsided, are they?
No, they look fine.
They've been getting on my nerves for the first, I mean, never mind. I'm sure people saw me fidgeting with them, but okay.
Allie says she's grumpy, she's not feeling well, and she feels like she's losing herself here.
Mm. Whatever. Well, I mean, at least she knows herself enough to say that.
Okay, but here's my thing.
She was probably
losing yourself over? You're not, like, fighting, punching bitches in the faces. So because you had sex on camera, but then you out here boldly talking about risk and being a risk taker and fucking with no condoms or birth controls.
Now listen.
Yeah, PSA,
you can't talk about raw dogging. Like, people do it, but you don't talk about it.
First of all. You cannot talk about it. You always promote against it. Even if you do it.
You always
promote against it.
Yes,
First of all, I had to tweet because I thought that I had misheard her. The fact that she was having unprotected sex. Okay. Let's go down the list. Having unprotected sex.
Boom. And didn't even blink
on
twice.
National television.
Yes.
With someone.
Bitch, her whole life.
That she don't even know.
Yeah. Hey, but why she have to tell us everything? She said, one, I don't know. I'm not on birth control. Two, someone else goes, what do? You just let him pull out? She's like, yeah, I'm a risk taker.
Okay, no, but when's the last time you got tested? What are you passing out? And this is what I'm saying.
It's all fun and games until the doctor tells you the risk that you've taken.
Right. Yes, exactly.
It's all fun and games until the doctor comes
out.
You
got a little herp.
With a clipboard and a prescription ripping you off a prescription.
Yep, you got to take
you
a
all
little
have
pain
to,
pill.
We should use this opportunity right now to encourage all of the viewers who are sexually active and who are not. To protect yourself, because it's real out here.
And if you don't tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
And if you don't cry about it. If something happens, exactly. Don't hop in my mentions asking for advice.
Why? She said hop in my mentions.
When you know better, you do better.
Thank you. Yeah, we all need you in your shower.
Oh, let me stop, because Stephanie says she always feels like I'm going to church when she sits next to me.
Girl, that was a PSA announcement right there.
I mean, I feel like it is important.
Yes.
Especially because I just did the AIDS walk on Sunday, which took a lot out of me. I'll tell you off camera. It was 6 miles of heat, honey.
I believe it. Woo. I was getting tired watching your Snapchat. I was like, girl, I didn't even finish your Snapchat. I was like, I'm done.
Yes, it was a lot.
All right, so Allie tells them about that, and she feels judged.
Yeah.
She feels that, you know, this is not the bad girls club. It's the mean girls club.
Well, the meanness ties into the bad girls club. Has she never seen the show?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like.
Does she not have cable?
And when you say something like that, and now you out here talking about, I'm just mad that, you know, I tell the girls these things, and then they throw it in my face. Here
that's something
you
to
know
throw
I mean?
On your
like,
face. Anytime you say something like that,
it's
you're
a conversation.
Going to,
starter.
You're going to be judged.
Yes. It's like dropping the N-bomb. There has to be a conversation,
and you're going
place.
To be judged. Mm-hmm. You're going to be judged.
It's because she arrived there and she's like, "I thought we were going to be like sisters."
Just like all of these girls this season, calling each other best friends and sisters and stuff. And
no, exactly, Jazz and Lauren. Stop.
And Kat.
Who's her best friend?
I think Jasmine. Jasmine is my best friend in the house.
Oh. I can't. Beatrice well, says she'll
Jasmine
go home
because
with
Jasmine's trying to tell everybody that she loved them. But go ahead.
Beatrice says she's going to go home with Kat for a week after the show airs.
Sunday to Sunday.
And I'm just like,
and the last
what?
Episode is next week, right?
Yep. And then we'll get the reunion.
This went by fast.
Mm-hmm. It did go
pause.
By.
Oh yeah, pause. Short. What's his face? Short filming schedule.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So people have been tagging us, but obviously they're doing the BGC 15 with the twins and the sisters or family.
And they
or something.
Did you see the BGC 16
yeah,
one?
Yeah, and it's going to be social media stars.
That one's going to be a lot because, you know, when siblings get together, you fight anyways, but then when siblings with siblings are together, it's like a big,
that's
like,
for
as if
next
everybody,
season.
It's like cousins, you know what I'm saying?
Very real world.
Everyone fights.
It's next season, and then I guess they're trying to spice it up with Viners and Snapchatters and things like that. I should have saved his tweet. This boy, one of the viewers, I guess, is going to send me, tweeted me the application for Bad Girls Club. And I said, listen, to those who are watching, Char is not interested in any way, shape, or form of being a part of this show.
No.
Other than what I'm doing right now.
Absolutely.
I don't do all of this.
She's
all of this.
Jailed.
You don't want to be in a house with seven women?
No. Fighting and all of that, and you peeing in the bathtub. No. That's just not a show for, that's not my ministry. That's not on my spirit. So thank you for the consideration, but
no.
That's not something I'll be pursuing.
Sorry.
Steph, would you ever do BGC?
Hell no. I would get kicked off. I wouldn't be yelling. I'd be what?
Yeah, no. You would have totally kicked.
Would you have done it when you were younger?
No, when they first started season one, MySpace recruited my sister to do it. And she's somebody who would have just effed everybody up, but she's shy, but not, like, unless you know her.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd get too mad. And I'd be like, why are you crying too? And I wouldn't cry. Remember, elbows, everybody.
This ain't a show for me. No.
I can't.
No. Yeah, I'd be too mad.
All right, so.
And I'd laugh, like how I'd be laughing at y'all. I'd be laughing at everybody.
Steffi's such a bitch. Girl. All she does is just laugh at everybody.
I know.
She's so mean.
Be like,
this isn't
though.
The mean girls host.
Would you do if they had a bad boys club?
No.
Would you have done it when you were younger?
Nope. I've watched reality TV long enough to know. I would never do a reality show mm-hmm. in which somebody has control
yes.
over the editing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I'll do a reality show when I get my producing credits up.
The only thing I ever
where you can be EP.
Okay.
Like
call me
Chris.
Kardashian. Yes.
For the 10-year reunion in New York for the Real World, then I was like, maybe I'll do it.
I went out
and
for the Real World.
I know we're
so off topic, but I went out for the Real World in college like 3 times. And one particular time I got so far because it was different rounds. I got so far, I got up to camera test, but they still didn't pick me.
Really?
Because I was planning on the Real World I could do. It's not the Bad Girls Clubhouse.
I wanted to a little bit because I mean, season 1 to 10 of Real World was everything, I feel like.
Which one was that one? 10?
No,
was
1 to 10. Like, oh, yeah. Every seat. Like, yeah. After 10.
They've had some good producers.
It lost its steam,
yeah.
Though.
It did. Oh, remember Real World?
I mean,
World
it lost
everything.
Its steam like this show, clearly, because we can't even stay on track talking about
it. Oh, yeah, sorry. We talk.
In all fairness, I feel like the viewers are like.
They know.
For what?
Girl, we get it. I feel y'all saying, like, girl, we feel you, Char. We totally get it, Char.
You know, but did you guys get when Allie felt like she was really disappointed in herself and, you know, like...
I don't care.
What were you just talking about?
She wants to leave because everyone, you know, is just... So
and I was
petty.
Ready.
Everyone's
I was
so
ready.
Petty. I was, too.
I was ready for her to go because she mentioned over half of this episode was Allie bitching and moaning about how she thinks she should leave. Just leave.
Yep.
Like, I was so... It was the sound of her voice, the raspiness combined with the whininess.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not cute.
And her kept... She just kept mentioning it. Girl, leave. Mm-hmm. That's just
Bye.
How I felt. I tweeted. You guys
Bye.
Know that I live tweet.
But then Allie and Jenna started crying. And I'm looking at Jenna like, bitch, you don't even know her. You don't know her.
Right?
You just met her in a week's time, which I'm sure you can get to know people like
and
closely.
Connect,
and connect,
especially when there's no TV, radio, or internet.
I think that but they like... only cry because the other one started too. And then... You know how females are. They're like, wait.
His name
I
is.
Feel for you.
His name is Cyrus. He just tweeted me and said, "I was kidding, Char," the one who sent me the application.
Good.
Thank
That's
you, Cyrus.
Funny.
I knew
oh,
you
Cyrus,
knew me better
cute.
Than that.
I like that. He
I know
said
you knew
kidding.
Me better than that, boo.
So Jenna is crying, and then Allie says, "You know what? I'm gonna tough it out." They get in the limo. Beatrice and Kat are talking about real life feelings, and then Kat's like, "I'm hungry."
Oh my god, that was so funny. I would have been in the limo laughing at that shit.
But Beatrice didn't take any harm in that.
She didn't. She said, "I'm rubbing off on her," which that was pretty cool. But that's what makes Beatrice kind of cool, except for she's kind of rude. That's because she's
Is that
talking
the time
so
we have
much.
Left?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
We've had the. How long have we been on?
Not because we've been running our mouth about everything else.
So Allie's friends come over, and Lauren's tits out.
That was my fault. Was
you
my
know
fault.
What? Now, I thought that was too much.
With what?
With the titty being out.
That was funny,
too, to me.
I mean...
Except for her...
But honestly, I feel like those guys were gay, and they all knew that they were gay.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I feel like...
No. If they weren't gay, then they were definitely sexually fluid.
Yeah.
The wigs. They kissed each other in the confessional.
Like,
easily. They kissed each other plenty of times.
Yeah. This isn't the first time that we've kissed each other. They have the suckers and everything. I mean...
Hey, I need all of our viewers to find out if Lauren's, like, faded out. As henna pod tattoos are real.
I love that you're holding your hands on your tits like you're Eve.
Right? Or like she's braless. Right, today was the national day to go braless. Yeah.
Was it?
Oh,
it
maybe
was.
That's why
I
this episode
doing that.
Is.
I'm going to take off my bra on camera. Psych! That girl's...
I'm keeping mine on.
I'll leave mine on too. So Jazz asked if the guys brought liquor over. Tacky or you get it?
I get it.
I get it, but get she it. Was but she based was just on saying the
house.
Say
you know what house you're coming over.
Yep.
Yeah.
You better bring a bottle over. So I don't fault her for that.
Oh, why should we talk like that?
They showed up with like a Four Loko each, and I'm like,
stop.
First of all,
yeah, don't
you can
not
die
ever.
From that.
That is the biggest form of disrespect. Okay.
She took it so serious. You can die. From
well, the old
you
Four Loko.
No,
the old Four Locos. You could if you all. Well, y'all.
Can
are,
I tell
a
you
lot of y'all
story?
Are young.
Yeah, they too.
But
yeah.
They come with caffeine. It was caffeine and alcohol. And people were dying, but those were like the crazy
yes.
people who were down like yep. 7 or 8.
Have you guys
I
ever heard of Sparks?
I did 1.5. Yes, this is almost the same thing. I did 1.5. I was in North Carolina, and I was had to go had a flight the next day. I was vomiting so much that I what is it when you like when you dry heave? Hey, tell me why everything popped all my vessels red.
Looking
red.
Like Sparks.
That's so
yes.
scary.
How, right? I was like,
at least they all like prepared. What if they never like.
No, like, I had little red dots. Like, you could
that's
see it.
Crazy.
Just little, like, little blood spurts from my dry heaving. Be careful, everyone.
Yeah.
Drink
Save
responsibly.
Sex and no Four Locos.
Save sex and paychecks.
Oh, damn. I wanted to start with that song
that's
from
Kate
the episode.
Michelle.
You make my box go dump, dump. Dump. I
that
like
was
that
a song.
Yeah.
Which one? My dick.
Because everybody's box is
yeah,
going
then
thump,
all of a sudden
thump,
everyone
thump.
Was fucking. And then Lauren freaks out about the nasty sucked on candy that was stuck to her. But
it
I would be grossed out by that too. She overreacted.
I would only be grossed out by it if there was ants. If there wasn't, I would have.
You know what?
I grabbed a paper towel and picked it up.
I don't fault Lauren for this only because little stuff be irritating me too. We don't know if Lauren was.
But the way she reacted,
I
like,
mean, she did.
She
but
took
she,
it.
What if she? What if it, that was her time of the month or
that's
something?
True.
That's what I've been thinking this entire episode.
It's
I feel like that's
little
exactly
stuff.
What it is.
I'm not always like that, but there are little things that kind of are like, oh, just nitpicky to me. Where I could totally understand her reaction with something like that.
But it's like y'all were peeing on people's property,
that's,
and then
yeah.
you're gonna sit up here and talk about that's just you know that's just disgusting.
Yeah. I
like,
just don't want to feel like my room was disrespected. I'm like, shut up! Oh. Now you're saying too much.
Yeah.
Now you want to hear yourself talk.
Gerba.
Yeah. And she wasn't getting a reaction. That's why she kept going.
Because yep.
Allie was like, okay, you told me already.
And it's not mine, but
I
I'll get it
you.
Up. And that's why she was like, yeah, even though this is our room and it's on your side,
it's
still just really bugging me. It's making me so mad.
In other words, bitch, I know it's yours. And you was probably drunk. And you probably yep. put it on the table because you don't like orange.
I was about to say, Allie was cleaning. She said, ew, orange. So
you
she
probably was
she,
drunk, Lou?
It looked like dollar store candy, didn't
yep,
it?
Like grandma candy.
Like that, yeah, you can get it from the
and
dollar store
she's
and
like,
the store
I've had none of that
purse.
Candy. I'm like, didn't you just say you put your lollipop on the towel the night before? So, oops, caught.
So the girls find out they're going to, this is so ghetto. Normally in Bad Girls Club, they go on like a really cool trip. And they're going to San Diego on a yacht party.
I always get confused between Diego and Francisco. Diego is the one that's
so,
up the street.
South. Where are you from? Oh, Chicago.
San Diego's 2 hours south.
It's south.
And Francisco,
San Francisco
7.
Is six, yeah.
I'm from San
six.
Diego.
Okay,
I hope
got
they get
you.
Jumped out there.
I've been to both, but I just always, you know, distance-wise. So they drove to the one that's 2 hours away.
Yeah,
yes.
they're going to.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they'll probably drive. Allie tells Kat that she's leaving to work on herself with her real friends. And Jazz says, good luck. And Lauren
that
and
was
Jazz.
A little bit funny.
I know. That. That's the only thing that I can, like, I feel you, Jazz.
We won't. She's like, don't point. Get all emotional. She's like, no, we won't. Good luck.
I don't see how she, her leaving was standing in the way of them going on the yacht.
It wasn't, but here's what probably happened was a producer probably said to Jazz or Lauren, they said, so
y'all can't leave
you
until
have to
the
leave at
3
o'clock. If she doesn't get her stuff out by this, then production will, they probably said something
planted
along the
something
lines,
like the yacht's
going to
leave.
Which was totally
leave.
Not true because they need to film them on the yacht
mm-hmm.
no matter what. Their bitches are getting to San Diego.
It's
just
booked.
Like Jenna said, we're getting there no matter what. Just like
it's booked.
Allie said, y'all are still going to go no matter what. But
yes.
I bet you a producer said something to Jazz. And then that's when Jazz
she's
started.
A dumbass.
Yeah.
Yep.
They play her ass like
so
a
they
puppet.
Start packing her
yep.
shit. Now here's where it's just like, again,
calm down.
After the first shit, after you've pissed on somebody's belongings, destroyed everybody's thing, how can you do that again?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
She yeah. went and got the hefty trash yep. bag.
She did. And you
and
know what? Fine.
All of
if
her
you
stuff.
Can't find your suitcase and you need to get everything out, and I understand if you wanted to rush it, but the way Jazz does things, it's like, stop. And Jenna was like, I get it. We want to get her stuff together, but there's a better way of doing it.
Yep.
You really could have just, like, why are you going to grab all my clothes
really
for and go downstairs? You know?
Jenna was making perfect sense.
Yes.
She was making perfect sense.
Well, Allie decided to
she just say she
give them
like,
a little e-omelet at the moment. And she said, when she said, you know, Jazz, you're not this person.
Yeah.
Then she said, you know, I just really feel like Jazz is holding back all the girls from growing. I see what she's saying, though, because think about if Jazz was not in this house. All of these girls would
probably... Kumbaya.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of Lauren, she would have probably started something.
But honestly, like, if you watch Lauren, Lauren's been really calm and cool the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that I looked high last week. Lauren be looking high every week.
She, especially in those confessionals when she looks like an extra from True Blood.
Yeah, she's like this.
I mean, it's heavy makeup. She has heavy on the eye and on the lip.
I know,
it's like,
I'm sorry for
pick
being
a focal
mean.
Point.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
I'm kind of pissed because I predicted Allie wasn't going to leave.
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Allie is whack. So next week, Jenna and Kat versus
extra.
Jazz and Lauren.
Jenna and Kat versus...
Jazz and Lauren. I mean, yeah.
No, Beatrice and Kat...
Well, what, yeah, what that's going to happen,
so then
too.
Beatrice has a crush. Was this other girl from the other season gay also?
Blue. Yeah, she
was. We're going to get her in studio hopefully soon. She's
she was
coming
on
out here.
BGC Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched one episode. But I do remember her. She was on BGC Chicago, which wasn't that like two seasons ago?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she's gay. And so,
and like Player Mac Daddy,
she seemed
anybody.
Kind of like that. Blue she's cute, right? Was she cute?
She's cute. She's pretty.
Was she a butch or a lipstick?
Butch.
She's butch, but she can she can switch lipstick.
Yeah.
Real cute.
But
so Beatrice wants
Beatrice
to jump
woke
on
up
that.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah,
and Kat.
Yep.
And Kat swings on Beatrice.
Right, which is funny because it's like, oh, poor Emily.
Somebody tweeted
the shit beat out of you.
Somebody tweeted me and told me that Beatrice ends up beating Kat's ass at the reunion. Now, you all know that I hate spoilers. I don't know why y'all keep telling me stuff.
No, she doesn't.
Someone tweeted me and told me that Beatrice beat Kat's ass at the reunion.
Yeah, right.
I have to see it. Now, that,
to
now
see
that,
it too.
That,
that's funny.
That's a spoiler I can deal with because I want to see how that's ever going to happen. Because I can't picture that. But Beatrice does look like she like got that crazy in her. Like she'd just be like Tasmanian Dev, like,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what she reminds me of? The squirrel from Ice Age.
Oh, boom. I'm
oh my
so
God.
Bad at that.
The saber-toothed squirrel.
Yes.
And then, we're going to get Jenna and Kat, and they tell Jazz and Lauren that they didn't feel that, you know, the Allie thing was
that
proper.
Was, right. And Jasmine's like, I don't care.
Yeah, and that'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, make sure you guys check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live, whatever your favorite TV show is. Like, maybe you love Real Housewives of Atlanta, Bad Girls Club. We'll check out Reality Check on Black Hollywood Live. And follow me everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
You can follow me everywhere at Char Says So and CharSaysSo.com. And be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CharSaysSo.
And follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. See ya!
Boom, bitches! Till next week! Peace!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.